with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santello.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You know, theater is a great learning device for kids. They entertain, they educate, and they make you laugh a little bit. Tell the story you were telling me about James and the Giant Peach over a toy.
Well, I saw a whole theater full of children out with their parents a night out and to see the show.
Achoo, achoo.
Well, it's flu season, and Meg Quinn, who is the artistic director, as she's welcoming them, and she always tells them exactly what's going to happen, how long it's going to be, whether there's an intermission. There's not. And this time she reminded them that there are a lot of people, we're all close together, and that if you need to sneeze, you need to do it in your sleeve and not into your hand.
That's great.
Very dear, yes.
Well, let's start with the adult humor, which mirrors what we were just talking about, and that's Gruesome Playground Injuries.
Gruesome Playground Injuries, a play by Rajiv Joseph, who's probably better known for his play Bengal Tiger in the Baghdad Zoo, which was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. And this is a less substantial play than the other. I did see the original off-Broadway production at Second Stage. It was interesting because you had to sit on the stage. And the title, Gruesome Playground Injuries, it's a man and woman who had met as children in the school infirmary after they had both been hurt on the playground.
Isn't this directed by Stephen Henderson?
And it's directed by Stephen McKinley Henderson, who people may know, actor who is on the faculty at UB, who's in the film Lincoln, who has done a lot of the definitive August Wilson plays.
He's good, he's successful, and we like him a lot.
And he's doing this play down at Buffalo Laboratory Theater. And so as the play continues, this man and woman seem to meet again frequently over some kind of injury. These mirror the disappointments in their lives.
Rajiv Joseph. It's an interesting name.
Well, it's a very exotic name. You think he's from India, although
India.
Partly from Indian ancestry. He is from Cleveland, Ohio.
There's a number of new plays that we're fortunate enough to have here in Buffalo. One of them would be what we just heard, Gruesome Playground. The next play is an adult play, but it's a familiar play. It went by the name of La Ronde.
Right, it's Schnitzler's La Ronde, which has been retold a number of times.
In its basic structure, it's couples meeting and moving on to the next couple in the circle.
Yes, it's 10 sexual interludes. As originally written, a modern classic of late 19th century, it has been retold as a musical. Michael John Lacuse's Hello Again, which brought Donna Murphy and Carole Carmello to prominence, among others.
Great combination.
Yeah, and this one is done with a cast of all men, and BUA is doing it. It has become a gay-themed play with the F-word men, but it is La Ronde.
Which is wonderful stories. There's a movie of it, too. What is it that one takes away from it?
Well, the conceit is that the couple from the beginning in that first scene, as originally told, it's a prostitute and a soldier, and then the next scene is the soldier and someone else, and then that other person and another person, and it ends up finally with a prostitute again with someone else, thus the full circle. Joe DiPietro is interesting because audiences may be well familiar. He is also the author of the musical Memphis and the author of the current Broadway hit, the Gershwin musical Nice Work If You Can Get It, but he also wrote this little play. Interestingly, the producer of Memphis personally intervened so that Buffalo could get this script.
Isn't it interesting the new plays, or at least new to Buffalo plays, that occur here in the city?
We're kind of in a golden age at the moment. The other one opening tonight is an Annie Baker play, Circle Mirror Transformation, which is also, they're hoping, a renaissance for 710 Main. This is the first fully produced local play at 710 Main since Studio Arena Theater vacated the building. Road Less Traveled, doing this Annie Baker play.
That's going to be important, not only dramatically, but economically, isn't it?
Well, we hope. There are no guarantees. I'm expecting a slow process.
I'm thinking that the first play will be supported.
Well, I hope so. Annie Baker also has another play about to open off-Broadway at Playwrights Horizons, a play called The Flick. She's young and up-and-coming. The Flick is about one of the last movie theaters projecting 35mm films.
And that's that old-style Academy of Squares aspect ratio.
That's the subject of that play, but now I believe this is the first time Buffalo is getting an Annie Baker play, and it's Scott Behrend directing the Road Less Traveled production of Circle Mirror Transformation, which is about a community theater acting class, and that is on the stage at 710 Main opening tonight.
A potpourri of plays with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.